There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 2nd, 2012. For newcomers, make sure you help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's lots of audios for free download and you'll start to understand the big system of chronology. I call it chronology that you've been born into. It's a good system that coined your parents and grandparents before you. So it works very, very well and it's ongoing because there's a definite agenda to it all. I go through the organizations that set up in the late 1800s, early 1900s to take over not just the world, but all of its resources and manage it properly, including us, human resources, and how they bring in a new scientifically controlled society under authoritarianism. And we're here right now with it all. In fact, they've accomplished many of their objectives. They're the same objectives as Karl Marx had and Lenin and Stalin. And, of course, the big banks that funded them, because it was international bankers who funded communism into existence. It works out very well. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. You both start off on opposite roads and end up on the same one. And you can't get change without having conflict between the two. So you plan the conflict, you plan the change, and you guide it. Quite simple. So you're living through it today. So help yourself to the website, as I say. And remember, too, you are the listeners that bring me to you. I don't bring on guests that you pay to get on to flog books or whatever, or to flog their magic potions or whatever. It's up to you to keep me going, so I just depend on you and listeners to buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com or to donate. And remember, from the US to Canada, you can still donate using personal checks or international postal money orders from the post office. You can use cash or you can use PayPal. And across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. Straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome in these hyperinflationary quantitative easing times and of hyperinflation. And we're only really starting at it because we've got a long way to go. Remember, too, the banks planned this a long time ago. They bring in and use money and the central banking system to crash economies and then renew themselves into a higher form of authority. That's exactly what's happening today, as the central banks are given more power than ever before after plundering us all, these private banks, and they're all under the Bank for International Settlements at Basel, Switzerland, all these private central banks. They also have their front organizations called the United Nations, for instance, and the Council on Foreign Relations that gives you all your media news, and the Royal Institute for International Affairs that set up the whole thing and all of it in the very first place, these international bankers and their sons. They mainly came from Germany and were based in London at the time. So their history was well spelled out by their own historian, Carl Quigley, and you got to get the book, The Anglo-American Establishment, because he gives you the agenda in it, and he actually thought it worthwhile publishing that book because he says it's time the public knew that there's another force guiding and shaping all of major history throughout their lives. And it's been working steadily for well over 100 years to make all this possible. And you are living through their system. The right-wing see it as communist, the communists see it as right-wing. And it's wonderful because only the top of the communists and the right-wing know the real purpose of it all is to play the dialectic. And we go along with it all. That's the system we're living in today. It's a managed society going into a technocratic society run by technocrats and literally scientists as well, all beneath them, using technologies to make sure the world is progressing along the directed path. There's nothing happenstance about the big changes. There's nothing that happens with spontaneous wars and 9-11s, that type of thing, and the flurry of wars that follow it. They were all planned long before 9-11 happened. And I'll be back with more after this break.
With Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Silence people who were against particular programs.
with a word and that would shut you up like Nazi or whatever, whatever it happened to be, would work awfully well. And phobias, you know, anything with phobia at the end of it now is a politically correct thing to do. So we find that the same techniques are being used, and these are psychological techniques. Behaviorists came up with the idea that worked with Adorno and also Bertrand Russell, too, who claimed he was a philosopher, but he actually worked with the Vienna School and other schools that were there to change the world. They thought it was all just too abnormal for them to bear, so they'd change it all, make it proper, put themselves in charge as a new authoritarians. But we find this article here, it says, for instance, I've read this before, a bit of it, but it's a different site. It says, children are to be taught that heterosexuality is not the norm in Australian school projects. It's from the United Nations, and it said Australian school children be told that heterosexuality is not the norm according to a new education department pilot program called Proud Schools. All this pride stuff, you know. Heterosexism is one of the evils that Proud Schools programs is intended to stamp out, along with homophobia and transphobia. They're getting all these kinds of phobias all involved now that didn't exist before. Education officials have said, according to the minutes from the Proud Schools Steering Committee, and it's a private organization, Proud Schools, you know. We're run by private organizations, for those who haven't figured out what democracy is. This is on March 22, 2000. The program focused on reversing the dominance of heterosexism rather than on homophobia. See, they dream up the terms, they make the terms, they create the divisions, then they get you fighting, then they get what you want. The program defines heterosexism as a practice of positioning heterosexuality as a norm for human relationship. Well, if it wasn't a norm, none of us would be here. Obviously, right? And same with all natures as well, all other creatures. According to the Proud Schools consultation report, it involves ignoring, making invisible, or discriminating against non-heterosexual people, their relationships, and their interests. Heterosexism feeds homophobia. That's nonsense. Years ago, you didn't hear all this stuff because once folk were in their own houses, they could do whatever they wanted and nobody cared. But now it's going to be in your face, you see. As a destroyer. The target, of course, is actually what they call heterosexism. That's the target of all of this. And heterosexuals are the enemy, you see. If you were destroyed, remember getting back to the war, you understand it's a long-term ongoing war here. It's never changed. And you would destroy all cultures completely, utterly, and cause mayhem. And you, Adorno, went right into that, utter mayhem in the cultures. Government agencies step in to clean up the mess and take over responsibilities that heterosexuals now used to have. And they've done a good job at that with all their agencies. And the state comes in and provides abortion. So everyone then is responsible for everybody else's acts. Someone decides that they could get pregnant, they need to pay for them for the rest of their lives. You see, this is communism. You understand how communism really works. And it says the committee suggested that teachers must monitor the playground in order to stamp out heterosexist language amongst children in out-of-class hours. What is heterosexist language? You know. The Education Department has allocated $250,000 for the pilot program that's running now in 12 state schools. It was initiated in 2010 by Labour's former Education Minister, Verity Firth, by name Verity Firth, and it's like a magazine, and has been implemented and supported by current New South Wales Education Minister, Adrian Piccoli. Piccoli said his department was dedicated to stamping out homophobic bullying, he says. A similar program is already in use in Victoria called the Safe Schools Coalition to support sexual diversity. Now, why is this a priority? Think about it. With all things happening in the world, this is a priority. The United Nations has made it the priority. Proud Schools recommends using personal development, health, and physical education classes starting in year 7 as 12 and 13-year-olds to incorporate learning about same-sex attraction and sexual diversity. In other words, how can you tell if you haven't tried at all? Maybe you should see a counselor. Maybe you are phobic yourself. Maybe you've got inhibitions. Why don't you try it? Do you understand what this is all about? I hope you really do. And it says homosexuals, groups and left-leaning columnists are furious and aiming editorial attacks at the Sydney Telegraph for having criticized the program as politically correct and for having revealed the text to the Proud Schools Steering Committee. The parents don't know what's going on, you see. The Telegraph's Miranda Devine wrote that at least 10 Liberal members of Parliament are extremely concerned about the program and will complain to Education Minister. Adrian Piccoli this week. Divine-quoted Upper House Member of Parliament Fred Nile, who called the program propaganda and asked the government to defund it. I'm totally opposed to the brainwashing of high school students, he says, especially when they're going through puberty. Nile said, homosexuals at most make up 2% of the population. I don't know why the Education Department would give priority to promoting this. Well, it's not to stop bullying and all that stuff. It's to literally confuse all the other students. This is a war, folks. It's a war. Confuse all the other students and make them inhibited in saying anything at all that they find rather awful or perhaps even disgusting if someone comes on here of the same gender, etc., etc. He says, we will have more confused teenagers than ever. That's the purpose. Children should be allowed to develop themselves, he says. And the New South Wales Premier, Barry O'Farrell, defended the program, vowing that it would not be shut down. He says, I don't believe that sexual orientation is any more a matter of choice than one's gender. O'Farrell said, whether discrimination is on the basis of gender, sexuality, race, or something else, is unacceptable. Now, people understand, prejudice used to have a different meaning. See, the same boys give you the terms to use that make you feel ashamed or whatever. But at one time, you had a prejudiced taste, if you were a wine taster or brandy or whatever. But they don't even change it all to be something really awful. So you're not allowed an opinion or a bias anymore. Everyone's biased towards something. That's why folk vote left or right, you see. So the ones who run the war always run... They set out the path, you know, the course of the war, the battlefield. They give you the terms to go by, but they generally run it in such a way using neuro-linguistics and neologisms, new words, to confuse you until they get their way. And again, that's exactly what Theodore Adorno went through, and so did the weather underground as well. They're using terminology to confuse people to get their way and to shame people. Because they make you ashamed about nothing. Nothing, you see. Having an opinion is to be ashamed. You see, it's amazing too, because Theodorno talked about authoritarian personality. Inside in liberalism, they are the ultimate authoritarians because under the guise of freeing everyone, they're completely intolerant of anyone with any other opinion. And they make it legal, all their intolerance, you see. Now, the United Nations Agency calls for teaching children 5 to 8 years of age masturbation. Now, this started off when Janet Reno was in Wisconsin, in fact. And that's why the head of the U.S. Department with that woman is the military uniform for health. She was actually fired because she put it forward. She wanted to get it done in classrooms. This is like mutual masturbation in classroom, folks. And who put it out? UNESCO, United Nations, you see. Suggest children of all countries and cultures are entitled to sexual and reproductive education. You see, beginning at the age of 5. It says, a June report from the United Nations Economic, Social and Cultural Organization suggests children of all countries and cultures are entitled to sexual and reproductive education beginning at age 5. The report called International Guidelines on Sexual Education was released in June in conjunction with the United Nations Population Fund, the one that wants to bring down the population. An abortion and all that. An organization which works for universal access to reproductive health care, meaning abortion care, because that's all they're about. And its rationale for creating the guidelines, the UNESCO report said, it's essential to recognize the need for an entitlement of all young people to sexuality education. An appendix backed that claim by pointing to a 2008 report from the International Planned Parenthood Federation. See, they work together. In fact, Planned Parenthood is under the umbrella of UNESCO. So they ask the next door neighbor in the next office, what do you think? We're writing this and you back us up on it. They do this all the time. In a term, International Planned Parenthood Federation that argued governments are obligated to guarantee sexual rights and that sexuality education is an integral component to human rights. Now, I read the article last night, and it's from Exclaim, which is put out by Planned Parenthood International and the United Nations. They want to abolish all consenting age for sex with children. Now, you better understand, pedophilia is wide open now for this. Because that's where it's heading. That's what it's all about, folks. You know, intergenerational sex is taken over from the term pedophilia. It's the right of the child if they want to. You better understand what's running your world here. Back with more after this.
Thank you. Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I am back, cutting through the matrix and cutting through all nonsense that we're force-fed, and we are force-fed this rubbish. And you ever ask the questions of all these people that you think you vote for and that you think you choose, why come they go along with it and sign all these things into law across the whole planet? How come? See, they're all pre-selected by the Council on Foreign Relations. Every member every president, every prime minister, according to Quigley, who was the historian for this group, said that has been a member of the CFR for 100 years. Doesn't matter which party you vote for, they're all on board with all the ones at the top are, you see. And I'm reading this article here about the United Nations calling for teaching children 5 to 8 years about masturbation and so on. And it goes into homophobia, transphobia, abuse of power, and all that kind of stuff. And how we have pleasure in sex, yada, yada. Understand how clever it was, too, that the same group working together as always, Planned Parenthood and the United Nations, because as I say, they're all under the umbrella of the United Nations, and wanted the rights of the child, you see. And everyone says, okay, yes, fair enough, you know, we're not bad people, let's give children rights. Well, this is the rights that the children could eventually, that you can't stop them from having sex with some, you know, ancient old sod. Because they'll say, well, that's a child's right if they approve, you see. This is all for. It's nothing to do with giving the mother rights. It's purely to do with this agenda here, getting them into early sex, prepubertal sex, and again, abolishing the whole term of paedophilia and every other term that's used with abusing children. That's what it's about. For those who care, I think society is so jaded today because everybody's been contaminated with the trash that poured about for years, again, all on board with the agenda. It really is. You have no idea of the think tanks that do nothing but work for 100 years on every facet of society, bringing it down. Non-stop. Non-stop. This is a war to them, you see, to change the world. And the war is all on you. Also, I read an article last night about the children, the amount of children getting born in the U.S. are way down, and most of them are to single-parent families and so on. In an article in Mail Online today, it says, the decline of marriage has left ever-increasing numbers of middle-aged men and women living alone. And while the state takes care of you, they give you a euthanasia pill. Almost 2.5 million between 45 and 64 years of age have their own home, but no spouse, partner, or children to live with them. The army of such lawyers has grown by more than 50%, which is 800,000 plus since the mid-1990s, an official analysis said yesterday. So they're always doing these analytics to see if they're on target with the big agenda of destroying society. You know how much time and effort these foundations have put in over many years to utterly destroy society? It says the number of men on their own has increased far more than women. And it says the Office for National Statistics, just like Orwell said in 1984, you always have an Office of National Statistics, always prowl out your stats. And you can't argue with that, can you? I mean, as I say, there's lies, damn lies, and then there are statistics pretending it's a scientific cover. It must be true. Anyway, the report suggests that men who have not committed to long-term relationships or whose marriages have been ended by divorce are finding it harder to win partners once they reach middle age. One reason could be that middle-aged women with good qualifications and jobs have little interest in forming relationships with lower-earning men. It's not that at all. It's all the stuff they're feeding the women. They can just have partner after partner after partner. They've been doing it since about the 80s at least, 70s even. That was a big push, you see. And the government would guarantee to take care of them and their children, etc., etc. Meaning society does, which is communism again. Pedophilia again. Newsline caught in fresh pedophile storm amid claims that a senior political figure will be outed on tonight's show. It says editor of a London-based Bureau of Investigative Journalism, Ian Overton, makes Twitter flame on Twitter. The tweet prompts furious speculation online about the identity of the alleged pedophile who is still alive. As a politician, Channel 4's Michael Crick claims he's spoken to the man who denies allegations and will sue if Newsnight shows the investigation. The BBC refuses to confirm if the investigation into the alleged abuser exists. This is so. The BBC's dragged in a fresh storm over a second Newsnight paedophile investigation. It emerged. Editor of the London-based Bureau of Investigative Journalism, Ian Overton, mysteriously tweeted that a senior political figure was to be outed as a child abuser on the programme this evening. Well, they take their pick from a whole bunch of them, actually. The investigation about the unnamed man whose life has been looked at the BBC's legal team. This is despite Mr. Overton's crystal clear message online. If all goes well, we've got a news night out tonight about a very senior political figure who is a paedophile. Says Mr. Overton's Bureau is a not-for-profit organization which works with news outlets to publish in-depth investigations. It's been working on the project for the BBC. It applies more pressure on the Bleakert Corporation after last month it was revealed Newsnight dumped an investigation to the paedophile Sir Jimmy Savile, even though they had interviewed his victims. And it took an ITV documentary to reveal that Jimmy Savile had carried out decades of abuse involving hundreds of children, some of whom were attacked on BBC premises. It wasn't just Savile, of course. And he's also a procurer. Remember, Savile said that on a video. He was a procurer. He got children for higher-ups. He was already a sir, right? It emerged that Newsnight had carried out its own investigation in the paedophile DJ, including an interview with the same victim in the ITV documentary nearly a year before. So they're still ongoing with all this abuse. But they'll have to really clam up, to say, and divert us into other things because it can't go any higher. You know, the elite and nobility must, you know, close ranks and stop all this before it gets any further. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With Matrix Ends. Again, I'll put tonight up again for that exclaim from the International Planned Parenthood guys that they use this term that are really into this promoting sexual activity, very, very young sexual activity between young people and perhaps older ones too. They've got all these rights now, you see, they want to make sure they have rights. And so I'll put that link up once again, and also one to United Nations. It's UN Watch for those who are interested in what's running your lives, because everything comes through the United Nations, including the World Bank, the IMF, and all the rest of it, because it's all set up by the Royal Institute for International Affairs, all of it, to change all the whole world. That's what's behind it all. You've got to get rid of the United Nations. Very, very simple. Very, very simple, folks. It's got to be gotten rid of. And tonight, too, I'll mention this one. It's on the front lines. It says, Rutherford Institute issues a model drone legislation calls on Congress to protect Americans from weaponized drones and police spy drones. This is John Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute, is calling on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to protect the privacy and civil liberties of American citizens from police use of unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly known as drones. In the wake of the passage of the FAA Reauthorization Act, it's expected that at least 30,000 drones will occupy U.S. airspace by 2020. I think it'll be long before 2020. And alerting the Senate Judiciary Committee to the dangers posed by drones to citizens' privacy and civil liberties, the Rutherford Institute has made model legislation available titled Freedom and Drone Surveillance Act that would not only prohibit the federal government from using data recorded via police spy drones in criminal prosecutions, but it would also prohibit drones outfitted with anti-personal devices such as tasers and tear gas. So I'll put that up tonight too. It says, these drones, aerial robotic threats to privacy and security are being unleashed on the American populace before any real protocols to protect our privacy rights have been put in place, and in such a way as to completely alter the landscape of our lives and our freedoms. Well, that's its intention. See, forget this democracy rubbish. You have never had it. And you're run by just one system now, a world system, and it was exactly where it's taken us all. And it has to go on. You understand, for a totalitarian society, everyone must be predictable. They must know what you're doing at every minute and second of every single day. That's what that means, folks. It says it's critical that Congress not only give serious consideration to the dangers posed to our freedoms by the aerial devices, but ensure that the American people are protected against any resulting incursions on their rights as provided for by the U.S. Constitution. Well, they've already ruled just the other day that the U.S. can use them wherever they want to use them, and under the guise of, you know, looking for drugs or anything else. I mean, that's as simple as that. They're not going to stop unless you say no. That's it. You see? As the Rutherford Institute's fact sheets on drone details, the FAA Reauthorization Act, signed into law by President Obama in early 2012, has opened the door for drones, once confined to the battlefields over Iraq and Afghanistan, to be used domestically for a wide range of functions, both public and private, governmental and corporate, yet without proper safeguards, these devices, some of which are deceptively small and capable of videotaping the facial expressions of people on the ground from hundreds of feet in the air, will usher in a new age of surveillance in American society. That's the purpose of it. I read an article a few days ago about the people who are living under the drones over in the Middle East, and the psychological effects it has when you've got six or seven of these things buzzing over your head. You're being, see, it changes your behavior. So the cameras, the CCTV cameras, when they put it in, it wasn't to catch folk, it was to alter your behavior. You behave differently. You're not spontaneous, you're not natural, you're not having fun. And walking in the streets with your pals, you can't do that anymore. You behave in a completely different manner. But when these things are lethal and they're above your heads, now you've got a psychological terror above your heads, and you are afraid of them, and you're going to obey, I'm always getting watched, obey, just like Orwell's 84. That's what it's all about. These are training you to be obedient and scared and quivering, so you'll obey any figure of authority. That's what it's for, folks. I hope you understand this. And also, this other one came out with Government Security News. It says, in an effort to foster closer relationships, I love these closer relationships between the field offices of various U.S. government departments and the state and local governments in those geographic areas across the country, President Obama has signed an executive order on October 26, which establishes a new White House Homeland Security Partnership Council, which will be chaired by the Assistant to the President for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, which is currently John Brennan. The new council will draw upon expertise residing in federal, state, local, and tribal governments, as well as the private sector, non-governmental organizations, foundations, and community-based groups to enhance the nation's ability to address Homeland Security priorities. You better understand all these community-based groups and all the rest of it, and NGOs, non-governmental organizations that are funded by your tax money and the big private foundations are running your lives. Right down to some of the first articles I was reading here, that's all part of Homeland Security now too. So here they go again and into this new public-private partnership deal only. The public have no input whatsoever unless you're a UN-registered politically correct non-governmental organization. And says the new partnership council will be composed of federal officials who are from field offices of executive departments, agencies and bureaus, says the executive order. Selected members will represent about 18 different departments and agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, State, Defense, Justice, Energy, Interior, the FBI, the Office and Director of National Intelligence and Small Business Administration, and several others. So several others are the ones you got to watch. These private NGOs from the United Nations. The council may establish subgroups consisting exclusively of council members or their designees as appropriate, says the executive order. You've got a steering committee which will provide guidance to council, including representatives at the deputy agency head level or designee practices at local level, conduct outreach to the private sector and various non-governmental groups. And so if you're not a member of a non-governmental group, I stress group is the key here, then you don't have any say in anything anymore. It is then convened an annual meeting to exchange key findings, progress, and best practices. Within 1 year annually, and annually thereafter, the council will provide a report on its work to the president through the council's chairman. So, it says this council is in the partnerships that are critical to the U.S. success at home and abroad. This approach recognizes that given the complexities and range of challenges, we must institutionalize an all-of-nation effort to address evolving threats to the United States, it declares. You understand, anything, even as I say, the first articles I was reading here tonight, will be under evolving threats to the United States. That's how they're going to expand it all. You're looking at total communism. That's what you're looking at here. And a few couple of nights ago, too, I mentioned about the Nigerians. I think it was Nigerians were coming into Britain, and they were practicing juju. They call it juju. I'm a juju man. And they come into Britain, and they bring young girls. They're often kidnapped or blackmailed, and they turn them off as prostitutes and threaten with black magic if they don't go along with all the stuff. They really believe in that over there, you understand. And they're not so sophisticated as Britain, where, the juju guys literally threaten your wife and all nasty kinds of things. And this particular juju guy was cutting up some victims as well. They don't do that in the West. We're more civilized. They get folks to sign donor cards, then they grab all your organs before you're dead, and we sell them all for profits, But it says here, this is outrageous, abuse of hospitality, judges anger as he joins a family of Ugandan fraudsters who stole £4 million in benefits, welfare benefits, to buy luxury homes and restaurants in Africa. Now, Britain's been advertising openly for the last 40 years, I think, that it's the best welfare state on the planet. And that's to attract this multicultural thing to destroy the because Tony Blair admitted that. He has the vice president or the prime minister, he says, and I've read the articles here on the air, Tony Blair told the guy, his next in command, to open the floodgates and completely destroy the culture of Britain forever, so it could never get together again as a British culture. So here you have all the gangs in Britain looting it like crazy. They've had people, Romanians coming in, gypsies that peddle the streets, and they're buying homes back home on all the money they're conning out of the various levels of welfare they can claim. But it says Ruth Rabuguzi, it says, got leave to remain by using IDs of fake children and even stole her other two children's identities. Ringleaders of the family firm claim more than £2 million in fake HIV and AIDS drugs, and the drugs were then sent back to Uganda and sold for profits. Members of nine strong gangs, members were jailed for a total of 19 years today. The scale of the fraud is so wide that its feared leader's identity may never be known. And it says the judge accused the family of the fraudsters of £4 million. It says the 20-year scam, 20 years they've been at this. That shows you nobody's looking at them to get off with this for 20 years, and that's only one of them, right? That average person in Britain who's been born and raised in Britain, the luckier he gets money to heat themselves through the winter. But if they walk in from other countries on special lists, you see, from the United Nations, every layer of government is throwing cash at them. This is 20 years, it says, one of the fraud ringers created fake identities for up to 100 children to milk the benefit system. Fake identities. Ruth Nugabuzi also claimed to have HIV and AIDS in order to receive costly drugs which she sent back to Uganda for huge profits. It's estimated that supplying the medicines to the 49-year-old, as well as four other made-up sufferers, cost the taxpayer more than £2 million alone. A further £154,000 went on education, private education for members of their family, with £37,500 for a single higher education course. That's for one person. It's just fraud relating to the accommodation cost and subletting of flats. Shit flats all over the place too, by Nagabuzi, cost £650,000. And the family's benefits, the welfare benefits included child allowances, disability benefits, and council tax and tax credits totaling £900,000 for one family. That's welfare. And you wonder why you're broke. The gang's gains were spent
apartment complex consisting of luxury apartments, shops, restaurants, and a hotel in Nagabuzi's home city of Kampala, the Ugandan capital. Plans, and they've got all the photographs, they're awfully nice, you know. Plans for building new properties were found when police raided the gang's home across East London. The Daily Mail told last week how in a campaign up to seat lasting more than 20 years, their family business saw them conspire together to create, use and exploit false identities to carry out the staggering fraud. Yesterday, eight of the group were sentenced to a total of 19 years. And the judge told Nagabuzi this was a fraud on a huge scale and it's outrageous abuse of the hospitality you were offered by this country when you came here in trouble. Well, they all come and claim they're in trouble, don't they? Since the identities you used, no doubt sold, were then used by other people to pass them on. You know, scruples in bringing children in this country, then involving them in your criminal pursuits. This motivated mentality by greed, all these identities were for you valuable commodities. So it's the true figure of what these people stole from us may never be known. It could be in excess of £6 million after they launched a systematic assault on the welfare system. So that's what you get as they destroy the cultures. And remember I said at the beginning too, there's a war on, a long-term war to destroy every country's culture. And Tony Blair admitted that because that's what he ordered for Britain. And this is from the horse's mouth at the top. Understand, the elite don't have to make excuses for anything. The public won't in disbelief. Oh, I know he said it, but he didn't really mean it. That's all that has to be done. So you're trained to be, you're trained in socialism. You're trained. So you make excuses for them. And the big thing too is all the money, your money going to find ways to get into your brain. That there's very good, you know, algorithms and all the rest of it being run all the time by supercomputers and God knows, there's so many articles every day on supercomputers that the governments all have to check all of us 24 hours a day. But now they're into, again, they're always trying to get into the human brain. And since this has happened and it successfully extracted the sensitive data, hackers backdoor the human brain. And I'll put this link up tonight as well. Since researchers at the USENIX security conference have demonstrated a zero-day vulnerability in your brain. Using a commercial off-the-shelf brain-computer interface, the researchers have shown it's possible to hack your brain, forcing you to reveal information that you'd rather keep secret. Most folk really, there's nothing to hack because they've already told everybody on their tweets and everyone else on their Facebook what they're up to. So they won't care, you see. And they really won't. Now, again, this political correctness just gets crazier and crazier, and it's meant to get crazier and crazier. And eventually they say there'll be no such thing as paedophilia or anything else that's now a crime. Actually, I wonder if it is a crime anymore, really, you know. Ever since Kinsey, paid guys who worked in government, by the way, a lot of them, they were inspectors for orphanages, to actually have sex with two-month-year-old children, observe their pain and write all down very clinically. Had you stopwatches and timed them? I'll put links up before. From Judith Riesman on it. I'll try and do that again tonight. I'm not kidding you, folk. This is the folk that run the world. This is girls getting IFU in locker room. University's non-discrimination policy now lets a man change with the female swim team. A national legal alliance is calling on officials at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington, to do something to make this campus safe after it was revealed that because of a non-discrimination policy, the school was letting a man change into swimwear alongside a girls' swim team. Little girls should not be exposed to naked men, period. Our college notions about non-discrimination don't change that, said David Hacker, senior legal counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom. The idea that the college and the local district attorney will not act to protect young girls is appalling. What Americans are seeing here is the poisoned fruit of so-called non-discrimination laws and policies. Placing this man's proclivities ahead of protecting little girls is beyond acceptable. And that hits it right on the head, you see. This is a technique that they use as they do away with your rights and promotes the parents' rights, you see. A school spokesman told Will Nadia that the school would make sure transgendered individuals would continue to have access to the women's locker room and the school would uphold civil rights for all. I mean, try as a transgendered individual. This guy had all his guy stuff on him. Doesn't matter how he pretends he thinks he's in his head or wants to be says here, I mean, at this point, too, we've established privacy screens. These measures should offer everyone more privacy. The ADF jumped into action when it discovered the situation by sending the school a letter that warns of the possible consequences of failing to act. The letter to Matt Newman, Recreation Director, and Art Constantino, Vice President of Student Affairs, said the school's pool and locker rooms are used by swim teams from Capital High School and Olympia High School, as well as children with Evergreen Swim Club and the Aquatics Academy. And most of the students are minors, and from 6 years old to 18, and if they watch this guy displaying his genitalia. Back with more after this break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix, saying things as they are, regardless of the PC and the Frankfurt School and all the other ones, and the United Nations, etc., that are determined to destroy logic and common sense and sanity very itself. So, but here's a school I'm talking about in the U.S. This is on several occasions recently the children saw a naked man in the women's locker room sauna who was displaying his male genitalia. The children saw him through the sauna's glass door, which allowed the man a plain view of the young girls while they were changing. The children notified the swim coach, who called the police. The letter explained that the man, identified as Evergreen student Colin Francis, age 45, to be the man in the woman's locker room. You always go for your victim, say, a late student. The sources indicate that Francis believes he is a woman, even though he is biologically a man. According to the police report, despite Francis's obvious violation of Washington's indecent exposure statute, Washington, and it gives you the code of the statute, the local district attorney declined to pursue charges, letter said. We're aware of Evergreen intends to allow Francis to continue to use the women's locker room pursuant to its non And this guy believes, he thinks he's a woman. He's got all the biological stuff. I've known people who thought that they were God. One guy thought he was God once. And he did get carried off, you know. And another one who thought he was a devil. Today you'll meet lots of people, women who especially, who think they were Cleopatra in previous lives. I've met a few of them, but I could never afford all the milk to fill up their baths. But it says here, however, the legal team told the college that the situation endangers the young girls who use Evergreen's locker room and pool. If harm befalls one of the students, it says, Evergreen and its employees may be held liable for charges or damages. Evergreen has an affirmative duty to use ordinary care to keep the premises in a reasonably safe condition. The lawyer said that letting a grown man use the woman's locker room and expose himself while young girls are changing demonstrates a clear failure to keep Evergreen's premises in a safe condition. Well, all the parents have to say now as well, I look like a man, but I feel like a woman. That's safe. Placing someone in a known danger with deliberate indifference to their personal physical safety violates their Fourth Amendment rights under the United States Constitution, it says. ADF officials who'd been alerted to the situation by parents who were concerned for the safety of their children told the school any reasonable person would view this as dangerous to the young girls involved. Well, you're not dealing with reason, you're dealing with lawyers and agendas by the United Nations. Eh? The fact that this individual is sitting in plain view of the young girls changing in their swimsuits puts you and Evergreen School on notice of possible future harm. The Lions said the school's installation of curtains with instructions that girls change behind them doesn't solve the problem. It says the police report notes that the person, this guy, was sitting with his legs open with his... Why did the media say that this guy is a guy, right? With the male genitalia showing. A swim coach who made the report said that girls 6 to 18 years of age were present. And that's the world they're bringing in for everyone, is the... Destroy all that was to bring in the new, all that was made imperfect. That's what they claim in the ancient mysteries, the ancient very old stuff, that they would destroy all that was and perfect that was left imperfect. If you want to study it for yourself, it's a long, long history, and it's on a roll now, folks. And you can trace it all down through the ages to the present. It's very real. And you've all been affected by it. In fact, your own indoctrination and your own entertainment comes from them too. Well, from Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night from your God or your gods go with you.